to.
All right, good morning, everyone. It's 10:35 a.m. on Tuesday, May 25th, 2021. We'll call this meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court to order, and we'll begin our meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Bush, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, and Commissioner Alford, to keep him in our thoughts and prayers. He suffered a death in his family and had to be out of court this morning.
Please know you. Lord, with humble hearts, we come today and thank you so much for life itself. We're paid today, Lord, for all our military, our first responders, and our frontline medical workers, as well as employees and citizens of Jefferson County. We now ask, Lord, that you give us your guidance and wisdom as we conduct our business. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me. Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with the item number purchasing. Item A is consider and approve execute receipt file contract renewal for food service consulting and management services for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. For the first 1 year renewal with Trinity Services Group from June 16, 2021 to June 15, 2022 with a 3.7% consumer price index increase in meal pricing per the terms of the contract. Item B is consider and approve execute receipt file and agreement with Spectrum in Jefferson County for standard cable service located at Precinct 2, 759 Bitterbow Road in Needland for a total monthly cost of $104.94 and one-time service charge of $99. Item C is consider and approve execute receipt file amendment number 3, the contract with janitorial services for Jefferson County, will change the service cost to $20 per visit, $30 per visit for Jefferson County Precinct 3 due to an increase in the square footage service area. And D is consider and approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by local government code section 263.15281 by Horns Auction Inc., scheduled for Saturday, June 5th at 9 a.m. Item E is considered to approve disposal of scrap metal property to be transported to a metal salvage company and their sold for such price as makes a man with the funds being returned to the county. And item F is considered to approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.15523 for broken or obsolete items. Got a motion on the side from the purchasing.
So
moved by Commissioner Gifford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Constable Precinct 2, we only have one item. To consider possibly approve the hiring of Craig Keith Turner as a full-time deputy constable of Constable Precinct 2 in accordance with local government code chapter 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item?
So second.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I think I have one question. Is that an additional handicap?
No, it's not that it's a replacement, but the, you know, this is a bill or a section of the local government code that I have tried to have repealed. It's a requirement in the law that the constable come to add deputies to their staff, but, you know, with other elected officials, we can budget for their employees, but we don't tell them who to hire. Who to fire, and so, you know, it's just one of those things we got to deal with every time there's a change in personnel.
I just didn't know if there's adding with people now. Thanks.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider approved budget transfer for the service center and additional cost for repairs. $40,000, understanding that's for wrecked vehicles, which have to be repaired because we're not being able to buy any new vehicles right now. Item B is considered approved budget transfer to the jail for additional cost for roof repairs in an amount of $9,576. and see the budget transfer for crime lab to help part-time help in the amount of $7,000. Item B is consider approved budget transfer for criminal victim court for laptops in the amount of $4,500, free laptop. Item E is consider approved budget transfer for road bridge precinct 4 for additional costs for chemical sprays for $6,000. Item F is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending April 30th, 2021. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 482746 through 482955. Do I have a motion on those items under audit?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Simmons. Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge, $40,000 to repair one vehicle, how many vehicles?
Both of you.
Commissioner?
Come to the podium, please.
That money move is to make sure I have enough funds available to continue to develop the budget.
To repair several vehicles or one?
Right now, it's two that are at body shops. But my account for my automobile has been depleted, so I have nothing else to continue to raise.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm just saying $40,000 to repair a car. Is there a liability on repairing a car? It take that much money to repair? Is it an engine issue?
It can be. Well, right now it's just two red vehicles. So that's going to take about 20 of that to get it taken care of.
Were these wrecks that were our deputy's fault?
No.
Why didn't we have insurance?
The driver of the other vehicles did not have insurance.
Is this on duty?
Yes.
Any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. From the county commissioner, item A is receive and file executed memorandum of understanding between Jefferson County and Lamar State College Board Author, the Department of Workforce and Continuing Education. Item B is considered possible approval and authorized candidates execute Texas Department of Agriculture, Texas Community Development Block Grant Program Amendment Number 2 to extend the termination date until October 30th, 2021. Item C is considered possible approval amendment to Section 11.1 and 11.2 of Jefferson County Subdivision Regulations regarding private road subdivision. Via addendum, item D is received by executed amendment service lead number SL 2017-0030 between Jefferson County and Texas General Land Office regarding offshore borrow area for the dune restoration project. Item E is received by an antiquities permit issued by the Texas Historical Commission approving the installation of audio visual system in the commission's courtroom. Do I have a motion on those items under commission?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. And I had suggested an edit.
I did.
Are those edits okay with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it said that the engineer or the county will approve, and I just wanted to make it clear that the county commissioner's court has discretion to approve acceptance of roadways in the county road system. So,
yeah.
Do I have a motion with that change?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for April 2021, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. I'll move on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under engineering, item A is execute, receive, file the utility permit Southern Broadband LLC for placement of fiber optic internet at Dakota Taylor Landing subdivision in precinct number 3. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under human resources, I may have considered possibly approved granting extending the leave without pay for up to 90 days for Kenneth Brakefield, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under public health, We have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Tina Champagne for 31 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Public Health Department, Units 1 and 2, and citizens of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Got a motion on that?
Sure.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Sheriff's Department, we have two items, one by addendum. Item A is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Sabine Pass Port Authority regarding the Jefferson County Sheriff for individuals for the purpose of increasing access and navigability pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code. Item B is consider and approve resolution recognizing Kevin Lovett for 28 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, citizens of Jefferson County, wishing him well in his retirement. Got a motion on those items?
Sure.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda today. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to attention to the public without taking action? I guess before we get to that point, I'll open it up to public comments. So if anyone is present in the courtroom and wishes to make public comment, they may come to the lectern. If you're present on telephonically, you'll need to press star 6 in order to unmute your line. But we are open for public comment. Hearing none, this period of public comment is closed. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to attention to the public? Any elected official have any announcement? All right. I'll go ahead and announce there's been some consternation as of late relating to new appraisals that came out of the appraisal district. Both for residential and commercial property. I urge people who are dissatisfied with their appraisal to file a protest with the appraisal district within the town that's on the notice. And we have a process that allows people to complain and, if necessary, resort to the court. Want people to take advantage of that. I would say that Jefferson County is doing well financially. Our anticipated revenues are sufficient to meet our needs for the coming year. We did not ask the appraisal district for increased appraisal. We are not asking for additional tax revenues over and above what our needs have been, and I urge people to take advantage of the opportunity. If they can't sell their property for what it's appraised for, then, you know, I hope you contest it and I hope you win.
What's the deadline on that, Judge?
I'm not going to say it because it's on the notices. I think on mine it was June 24th, but because my property went up pretty dramatically, but I had a reduction after the TPC exploded because of damage to the house. So they were able to, normally on the homestead they can go up 10% a year, but if you had damage from a storm or explosion or something of that nature, who ever thought we'd be talking about that? Then they're able, under the AG's opinion, to go back up to the pre-disaster value plus 10%, which is what happened to me. So, and I know several others. So, and if you have a natural disaster damage to your home that has not yet been repaired, normally if you take photographs of that and bring it or send them to the appraisal district, they'll take that into consideration. Your unrepaired damage claims and the impact that has on the value of your property. So, Anything else from any other member of the board? All right. Not, we are adjourned. Thank you for being here. And it is 10:50 a.m.